And the newest member of the Eurozone begins with an L.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. It begins not with a blessing from the Pope, but a blessing from the European Central Bank. Today, the bank said that Latvia, just up from Lithuania and down from Estonia, has passed all the tests to become the newest country to use the euro currency. With crisis after crisis, why would a country want to join the euro club now? Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
Carlo Bastazin is a global economist with the Brookings Institution, and he knows what you may be thinking.
The euro area is experiencing a crisis, and so joining this club is surprising.
But there are good reasons to join it. For one, the eurozone crisis is probably going to affect you whether you're in the club or not. So you may as well reap the membership benefits: more trading partners, a shared currency that makes it easier for people and products to cross borders, and credibility.
Monetary credibility that a smaller country may find desirable.
It's risky either way.
Simon Johnson is an economist with MIT. He says the biggest risk isn't joining the Eurozone club, but how Latvia behaves once it's inside.
If credit becomes cheap and they go on some sort of crazy lending spree, that's incredibly dangerous.
That's what happened when Ireland and Spain joined, which Johnson says helped spark Europe's financial crisis in the first place. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
What do you say we do the numbers? The Nikkei in Japan fell 3.8% overnight, part of its pattern of wild daily gyrations. Right now, the FT 100 in London is down 1.2%. The DAX in Germany down 0.9%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down at the moment after a senior Federal Reserve official talked again about tapering back on the buying of bonds as the U.S. economy recovers. You've been hearing about Samsung's patent victory over Apple, with the U.S. International Trade Commission banning the import of some Apple products. Here's what you need to know as a practical matter. First, it's about some, but not all, iPhones set up to connect to the AT&T network. Some earlier iPads for AT&T are also part of the ban, which Apple plans to appeal. It's people interested in AT&T's deal on the iPhone 4 who should pay special attention here. The 4, not the 4S, not the iPhone 5 either. AT&T still has the iPhone 4 listed on its website for 99 cents with a contract. A refurbished model of the 4 could be had for 1 red cent. So Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile people, this trade ban isn't necessarily about you.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
There's an airline out of Denver called Frontier that's been doing very well lately. Last year, for the first time in a decade, Frontier Airlines turned a profit. It's on track to do the same this year. Like many airlines, Frontier, in some situations, charges for luggage, but it recently announced that it could charge up to $100 for a single carry-on bag. You heard right. Booking a ticket on Frontier's website and other advanced planning can reduce that charge to zero, but we thought we'd check in with Frontier's CEO about this. David Siegel, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So if you don't book a ticket through your website, you'll have to pay for carry-on as much as $100. What's your thinking?
Well, our customers always get the best value when they book on flyfrontier.com, so we want to encourage them to do so. But our number one complaint with customers has been not being able to get space in the overhead bin. So we're simply trying to give people an incentive to either book on our website and get that space available to them, and it's free. Or if you choose to book with a third-party travel site, then you will pay for a carry-on, but you have a choice.
You could also make checked baggage free for all tiers of your customers. That would put more bags in the hold and keep them out of the bins.
Well, you know, we could do a lot of things for free, but we want to stay in business. And, you know, it's customary now for people to pay for checked baggage. It's a service that's provided. And not surprisingly, people behave according to their incentives. So when you have to pay for a checked bag, a lot of people try to bring an extra bag on or too large a bag. And that's why we have the overhead bin space problem. So we're just trying to rebalance things, protect our best customers, and make sure that people's incentives are aligned with the best travel experience.
I've been thinking about your situation, and I want to offer a couple of ideas. How about if you don't turn your phone off when the flight attendant tells you to, $40 fine, or maybe $50 if your kid wants to kick the seat in front of you? I mean, that would be a useful way to raise money, and nobody would complain.
You know, that's a great idea. I'll take that back to my marketing folks.
Oh, my goodness, what have I done? But seriously, you must wrestle on one hand with delighting your customers with low fares, but getting some of the customers ticked off when they end up paying for add-ons that they may not have focused on in advance.
Well, you know, there is a change now in customer expectations, and it will take some time for consumers to learn what the new practices are. We offer a clean, safe, and reliable product. We offer excellent customer service. At the same time, we're telling customers we always charge the lowest fares. So you have a choice of taking an even lower fare, or if you want to purchase certain amenities, we'll sell you those at a very attractive price. So it's customers being used to a bundled price where everything's included, and so it's quote-unquote free. But what we do is give you an even lower price and then let you decide what you want and don't want. So you only pay for what you use, and otherwise you save the money.
Well, David Siegel, President and CEO of Frontier Airlines, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
And a changing of the guard over at the place with the meatballs and the Allen wrenches, the 87-year-old founder of IKEA is stepping off the board. Ingvar Kamprad said today his son Matthias is well prepared for the new assignment as IKEA chairman. IKEA is investing heavily in China now, and it's done well through turbulence in the world economy, since during tougher times, its cheaper furniture looks more attractive. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.